Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eliza and Anthony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Greens are proposing a cap on prices for 30 essential grocery products. The Greens suggest the price for essentials such as bread, eggs and nappies should be linked to January 2024 wages so that wages would match price growth. The party plans to set up a fair prices authority in the hopes of breaking up the duopoly held by supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths.
Traditional burning methods and new science are working together on Kagari, the world's largest sand island located off the southeast Queensland coast. Traditional owners, scientists and Queensland's Parks and Wildlife Service planned on combining cultural burning and modern fire management after an illegal campfire spread out of control and burned for 2 months in 2020. The project has been created to prevent uncontrollable bushfires and provide training opportunities for younger traditional owners to learn about the land.
In national news, cryopreservation faces increasing financial and legal concerns about its effectiveness and how the reanimation process works in real life. Head of the School of Health Sciences at Melbourne University, Professor Bruce Thompson, said reanimating a human body is more complicated with different kinds of cells. There are still unknown obstacles like costs, humanity and technological issues yet to be discussed for future patients who might be among the experimental groups.
The next story contains mentioning of sexual offences. Listener discretion is advised. A gymnastics coach, Jeb Salisbury, withdrew from the Australian Olympic team the day before he was set to fly to Paris to accompany the team because of the allegations of inappropriate behaviour. The allegations were made by his former colleague, who claims that Mr. Salisbury made comments about his colleague's breasts and slapped her bottom. A spokesman for the Australian Olympic Committee said they are not aware of any integrity matters to Mr. Salisbury's nomination for the Australian Olympic team when considering his suitability for selection.
In international news, President Joe Biden has mistakenly called Trump Vice President Trump while defending an earlier comment made today calling the Ukrainian President Zelensky President Putin. Biden made the error in a signing ceremony alongside Zelensky on the final day of the NATO summit in Washington, D.C. The mistake comes at a pivotal time for Biden, amid waning support from the Democratic Party and the public, with calls for the president to step aside as a Democratic candidate in the 2024 election.
For your weather today, it's sunny in Brisbane and currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or our Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.